This is excerpt one of two from the beginning of the prologue. Small glints refracting off opaque polished basalt walls serve to allow some beings, only two, within the room to see. Not much, but something. That's the way the others wanted it. Dark. They thrived on the dark. One who needed the light brought his own luminary. What produced the light? His stone emitted the light. It provided the minuscule glow. It was taken from a river in the city of his growth and from the planet Thalon. The stone was given to him unshaped. He saw the real stone then, but he imagined another. He sat silent, listening, with the small, flat stone embedded in the palm of his left hand. He needed the stone. He desired its light. This conclave of beings from different realms consisted of Reskulls, Pharions, Trollons, Ippies, humans, gnolls, and several others. Rex Sindar was an Adredarian and the official power guy in the adherent generals and a few committed attendees. Except for one, who better understood their lot, they had an acute, prolonged hate over three areas and their related concerns. All light, which shone in all the realms and was vital for some of their own. All in Zoyan rivers, a river with many tributaries on Thalon, and one unspeakable name that was known throughout all the realms. The second hated for pain their outer selves to their deaths. The third hated for it tormented their inner beings to this end. Their sounders sang the lines. Light hatefully tolerated, waters enjoyably hated, namelessly hatefully named. With the light endured and the name forcefully avoided, it was mainly the Enzoian waters that thwarted most of their plans. It burned their waterless bodies inside and out. Why? Their forms were other. They were unlike the Earthborn and Flowborn, and that angered them even more. Your reports are encouraging, General Dragon Nari. Now, how about you, General Cabra? What news do you have about the activity? Some activity in the Far Realm, asked Rex Sindar. All the signs are present for our plans to prevail. A recent sign was one who has left the safe land. She has at least a legion of watchers about her, said Cabra. She? Yes, I've been told that she, Abdiel, came through the Endless Flow over 7,000 sunsets ago, but she had only ventured out of the cloister less than 1,000 settings ago. From the back, from the shadows, the Silent One with the light clarified, 888, to be exact. He speaks. Excerpt 2 from the beginning of Chapter 1. Chapter 1, The Rough Way. Wine thud thud, wine thud thud, wine thud thud. The tires of C.J. Bridges' hybrid Explorer met each tread mound as regular as a drummer's repetitive triplets. The momentary whine of the electric motor sounded for 3 seconds when he crossed the solar field's perpendicular roads. His direction, west. He liked to get where he needed to go, and fast, too, if possible. At this moment, his service truck was nearly drained, so quick shortcuts through the solar power plant's mirror field, the looking glass, were possible and necessary. Just as he crossed some recently dug trench mounds, his securely mounted two-way radio stretched his mouth for exactly 2 seconds as it delivered the white noise and then said, CJ, why don't you hurry your DNA back here so we can play around a sheep's head? With a wry smile and a timely rebuff, CJ retorted, Toby, sheep's head. Now you know I don't get into all that Trump and stuff. Games like that excite me about as much as a hill of sand, and we have plenty of that out here, don't we? Although I admit, I like to return faster and maybe try a hand or two, but I know how rude you'd all be so ready to beat me down as a master gamer you are. Toby Lester, operations manager, smiled through the receiver in a sing-song tone and said, Oh, don't come on back to me with that vocative play. You know the game is just a game and it's good to mix with people more. So, it's not just you and I, but others too. As much as I like to focus on you for a change, now that you've earned your master's and appear more relaxed, I know it's probably still not going to happen. And why? Because I'm married to my work, and I need to raise my son. Hey! The kid's 16 now. He can take care of himself.
Toby stood 5 feet 8 inches tall, appeared not quite thin, but had well-defined muscles, long brown wavy hair, and long cheekbones that helped point onlookers toward her deep brown eyes and warmly toned skin. She's part Native American. Her graduate degree in systems operations and efficiencies helped her to quickly become the lead operations engineer of Solaron, a large solar electricity plant after the previous engineer moved on.